Georgia Supreme Court, Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 64, slide. Here is the extracted text from the image. Said six or seven men or any other number of men talked to the jurors or any of them on South Prior Street or the German Cafe or at their rooms at the Kimball House or elsewhere at any time between the time the jury was impaneled and the time when it was discharged after having finally rendered its verdict in the said case, so far as deponents know or believe. At no time and in no place did deponents see any member of the jury in this case communicate with, or attempt to communicate, with anyone excepting the officers of the law, at such times and in such manner as was allowed by law. Deponents at no time heard any cheering by the spectators in or out of the court, which was heard by the jury, excepting the incident which occurred when the jury was being polled after the verdict. Deponents know of no other demonstrate ion within the sight or hearing of the jury, except the instances of applause in the courtroom in the presence of the judge, and which was noticed officially in open court by said judge. That deponents know of no influence or attempted influence exerted upon the jury or any member thereof by spectators in or out of the courtroom or elsewhere. A. H. Hensley makes the following affidavit, deposing and saying as follows, that he has read the affidavit of Monsieur Johenning, made on the 16th of October, 1913, with reference to the influence of the cheering which occurred while the jury was being polled, and says that the statements contained in said affidavit are true and correct, and deponent adopts same as his affidavit. J. G. Lewis makes the following affidavit, deposing that he is in the employ of the clerk of the Superior Court of above state and county, that during the trial of the Frank case,